As Connecticut's 2014 fiscal year ended on June 30th, State Comptroller Kevin Lambeau had projected that the state would close its books with a $33 million surplus. That's now been revised upwards by Governor Malloy's budget director. He says that's because the state spent nearly $155 million less than had been budgeted. State Senator Len Fasano, an East Haven Republican, is the minority leader in the state Senate. He accuses Malloy of borrowing money in order to be able to declare a surplus in an election year.
That would be like you and I saying our car loan, our mortgage, all our utility bills, I'm not going to pay it out of my paycheck. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go down to the bank, I'm going to borrow the money, and then I'm going to say, look how much extra money I have in my pocket.
Republicans never miss an opportunity to find clouds on a sunny day.
That's Democrat Malloy spokesman Andrew Dober.
The fact of the matter is we've got a surplus, we've got money in the rainy day fund, and we're making progress.
Dober says the entire surplus will be deposited into the state's rainy day fund, bringing the fund to $392 million, the highest it's been in 4 years. Ebong Udama, WSH News.